Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants Into the Heavens. This is a special episode with DP, because we don't have an article show, so we figured, let's just fucking sit and rant about things, right? So, why don't you go ahead and start us off?
Alright, covering... Oh.
Yeah, what's recently happened?
Yeah, FBI's raided Mar-a-Lago, Trump's personal home. No, originally... Post, the founder of the Post cereal company, owned it.
I didn't know that.
And oh yeah, and Trump bought it later on. Mm. But so it's built in the 20s, so it's very
it's a historical.
Victorian. Yeah. But anyway, several FBI agents came and raided his house there, where he's been mainly
staying.
What in
the hell were they expecting to find?
They're just trying to
find something to get on him, it looks like.
If anything, they're either trying to frame him or they're just trying to bully him. Because really, they'll raid it and then they'll say, oh, well, we found this or found that, whether they found it or not. Like a bully cop that plants weed in someone's car. But, all these three-letter agencies really need to be disbanded because they're holding too much power, and it depends on where their politics go, who they follow as far as orders go, instead of being an uncorruptible company or organization.
Yeah.
But basically, nothing's been said on what came of it, of course, because it's so recent, so I don't know.
Nothing.
Of course, Trump's brought up a couple of times here recently, and some of the times he spoke, I think, at CPAC the other day, he had talked about how, he was kind of making fun of it, very sarcastic about how he overthrew the Secret Service security and took over his caravan, and... when they tried to stop him, he strangled them into submission.
That doesn't make any sense.
And he said it's so ridiculous because they're so much stronger. He said, I just don't have it like that anymore. And I wouldn't do that.
I heard about that. I'm like, how is that going
to... You just had to know. I'm not saying he's the best person in the world. He has his faults like everyone else. But... you can tell enough people are against this administration that they had to put on a show and do everything. When they're getting a producer to produce the January 6th hearings and there's not letting the conservative side speak or anyone from that side speak, it's not a hearing, it's a witch hunt. And they're just trying to make sure you can't ever vote for Trump again at this point.
That's all, yeah.
DeSantis, well, if he ran, I would vote for him too.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, remember what are they called? That place that got in trouble because they found Joe Biden's diary.
Oh, it's his daughter's diary.
His daughter's diary.
At a drug rehab center. Just Hunter has a problem with drugs. Daughter does.
Daughter does, too. But what is it called?
It goes into detail about...
No, not the diary. The people that found it. What were they called? I can't remember. I was going to say vice, but it's not vice.
Hold on. It's Latin for truth.
Veritas. Project Veritas. Veritas found the... found the diary and all that shit, but
someone, I don't know if they bought it, a copy off of someone.
What I was trying to say with them is, they've showed footage several times where Google and all these tech giants have stated in their private meetings, we've got to prevent Trump from ever being elected, or from ever winning again. That's literally what they've said. All these tech giants are against him winning. Or anybody from the Republican Party, really. They don't want DeSantis in there just as much as they don't want Trump.
And you got to think, too, raided Trump, FBI raided Trump's place of business, Veritas. As a matter of fact,
they had their
raided by the FBI. FBI not even out for your best interest
anymore.
It's
no.
just Biden's little hit squad is Gestapo, his SS.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, it doesn't take a genius to see
figure
what's
out
going
what's,
on.
Yeah, exactly.
They just want, all their only option right now is to keep spouting the same old bullshit until you think you know what you know.
Right.
You know, that's like if you tied someone up, kept them in a basement, and kept saying, you're here on your own free will, and keep doing that every day for a month. I can almost bet you they're going to kind of feel like, well, maybe I did come here because I wanted to.
Right.
But it's brainwashing.
Yeah.
It's just on a massive level, and they
can't
cover all their bases with a massive level, because there are going to be some people that just
ain't
gonna
put
buy
up
the
with
shit.
It. Yeah, absolutely.
But,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's fucking. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. People are getting tired of it. People are getting angry. People are getting frustrated. It's really just gone off the kilter now. You know, they're continuing to do the things with the children. There's all kinds of shit. There's all these goddamn pedos out there.
Grooming.
One of my friends, she found, it was a friend of a friend of the guy we were talking about, the Kevin Handler guy. Basically, he doesn't really, you know, he adds just anybody. So, but she found out, she looked into this dude. This dude found that there are some actual child's groups on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Like, she provided me pictorial evidence that showed me that there are, what is there, so there's a group called Beautiful Girl Group, Cute Little Girl Group. I'm serious. And basically, the guy was on there, and there was somebody that posted a picture of a young girl in a bathing suit. And he said, the things I would do to her. And also, he went in there to the group, and she found a message of him, and he says, is anybody willing to trade hit me up? Which means they were trading. Isn't it considered CP, even if the child is in a provocative
thing,
it's considered CP. So, yeah, that's what they were doing. I was like, oh, my God, that's horrible.
And you have to see what.
And there's a lot of the. And Facebook allows this shit. And she's like, meanwhile, I call somebody a banana head and I get banned.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, what? I called somebody a banana head and they banned me for a couple days. Like, that's so fucking stupid. They banned me for really stupid shit, too. And I'm like, okay. So that's not allowed. But the guy that's clearly trading pictures of a young children, he's allowed to do this on a social media platform?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay, who's really in charge of this bullshit? And it's definitely got to be the fucking liberal base. It's the fucking, you know, it's the left.
Well,
the left is behind this shit.
What's called the rhinos are the people they've bought off. And Cheney, which I don't know how much of a Democrat or Republican she was to begin with.
Right.
But, you know, all you have to do is look at all their policies. If it's going to affect us in a negative way, it's evil. Because they're supposed to be there to look out for our best interests.
Absolutely.
When they're shipping in immigrants that are already coming over here illegally, you got to ask yourself, is this our best interest for them to just come over here and not be documented so we know who's coming into our country? Because if you don't know who's coming into your country and they come over here and kill anyone, there's no telling who's doing the killing.
Absolutely.
You're backing up the police force and them solving murders. You can look up a list of all the crimes that have been committed in the past couple of years by undocumented immigrants.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
There's a documentary where they were in Germany. This happened way back when, and they were calling it Breitbart propaganda, but it's not. And they were talking about how they were going to outbreed the Germans. They're like, we're going to get with all these German women and outbreed them because Muhammad said to do that. And that was the way that I was like, well, I mean, you get what you fucking asked for. Oh, let's let them all in. Those people have different fucking cultural values.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're different. It's a different culture you're bringing in your country. Bring in so many people into your country, it changes your country's ideals. And all these people are like, the white people are going, I know. Well, you should have had some white babies then, I guess, right? And it's like, dude, you're fucked. You already... They let all these damn immigrants in. They're not going to let them all back out. You know, it's going to be a mess.
Unless someone takes control. I believe if they can get past all the cheating, because it's obvious that there was cheating. They can say what they want to about the election, but it is obvious it was rigged at some point. And all they do is keep trying to tell you the same old thing. Trump just wouldn't accept defeat and all that.
Well, no, that wasn't even it. I mean, Nick Rakita talked about this shit. He said they kept pursuing the wrong avenues for Trump. Their lawyers weren't doing the proper things that they should have done. A lot of things that they should have done that his lawyers weren't doing, weren't asking. Yeah. And that's why it got all messed up. That's what happened to it.
Well, that's part of it, but when most of the judges they're seeing are left Democratic...
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, it's a good chance that
they're just not like with Alex Jones
with any kind of fairness.
Just like with the Alex Jones trial that took place week, where they had that damn woke feminist judge, and somebody proved, they showed me a picture of her with blue hair and talking about feminism.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, and they said... And I like it that the lawyer said, Mr. Jones, you've said that people from the government are pedophiles and all this kind of stuff. And he said, you mean like the Clintons? And you mean like Epstein and the Clintons?
Yeah.
And they couldn't say anything after that.
Oh, yeah. And
I mean, he said that right in front of everybody. He's like, you mean like Epstein and the Clintons? And I mean, he wasn't even joking around about that. Like, it's true. They did that bullshit.
And basically, he was going to trial because... said he was saying that. First of all,
that's not what Alex Jones claimed. Alex Jones claimed that it was a government psyop thing, that somebody went in there and did it, and they killed people. Like, people actually died in it, but, you know, because there were two stories. And there was people that were saying that it didn't happen, but, you know, and had evidence for that. But then after that, there's people that say, you know, oh, yeah, they probably did have somebody go in there, some government bug, some Manchurian candidate. Yeah, I believe it was a Manchurian fucking candidate. I'm sorry, dude. Like, I do. I did the research. Oh, yeah. I looked it up. I think there was a lot of Manchurian candidates going on. A lot of fucking weird crap. There's a lot of weird pills that the Batman shooter was taking. Look that up. A lot of people don't even want to go back to the Batman shooter.
Oh, yeah.
But I went back. You're like, you can look at that shit, and you're like, oh, my God, this dude was pretty much testing out drugs that they're probably going to give to the military in the next war or some shit so that they just, you know, want to go and slaughter a whole bunch of people.
Have no emotions.
Yeah, have no emotions. And that's exactly what they're... Or think they're a villain. You know, he thought he was the Joker.
Or psychotic.
Like, it's a fucking drug. Drugs can make people do shit like that. Yeah. And drugs can make people believe they're at whatever they want. So, yeah, if that's what's going on...
And, I mean, that does sound weird, but here lately, the more you look at what's going on, it sounds like something from a fictional novel, almost.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. It sounds crazy, but it's definitely possible if you see what drugs can do to people. How it can change their psyche and the way they think and act. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm thinking, man. Like, that fucking Sandy Hook shit. Yeah, that kid... Dude, no way he could... I looked at his build. There's no way that kid could have carried the kind of weapons he had. That kid, he was built like a twig. He was a short kid built like a little twig. Those guns are fucking heavy.
Oh, yeah. And Crowder had a time... stamped interview with him talking about how he believed Sandy Hook happened, that wasn't what he said, and then he went on to explain what he was
saying. Yeah, that's not what he was saying. He didn't say that it didn't happen. He said that he believes it didn't happen the way we thought it happened.
Yeah.
And there's even was reports of, like, another vehicle with all kinds of guns in it. And by the way, that report suddenly got thrown away. And I watched in real time as two people, by the way, they took two people's profiles on social media, because I remember being on a conspiracy forum when the Sandy Hook shit would happen. And as it was happening, people were actually going online and verify, like, they were saying, hey, they've changed this. The government's changed. Like, they were literally saying the government's changing this stuff as we speak. They took this kid and they changed his profile. I just went on there a minute ago and they've already changed this to match this. They took two persons' profiles and they've put them together already.
Uh-huh.
So the FBI or whatever, the government, they were literally changing profiles around. I remember that shit as it happened.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm so surprised that the forum that was reporting all that is still up, because they were the ones that actually was going in there and looking. It's like, look, they added this, they changed this. It's like, dude, that's not even the same guy. They said he's into this, now he's into that. He wasn't into that before they added all this shit.
Yeah.
And people were finding out that, yeah, they covered up a lot of crap. And they said, hold on, they had reports that there were multiple fucking gunmen.
Yeah.
Which makes way more sense. Oh, no, it was this weak little kid. No, I don't fucking buy it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't buy it the first time. And then when they did the little documentary on 2020 or whatever bullshit they do, I was like, no. No. And even think about the fucking mass shooting over there in Columbine. Like, it was two people that did that shit.
Oh, yeah.
You're telling me one kid that's built like, I mean, he's built like a fucking straw house, and he can actually carry that weapon.
Which weapon was it?
It's a fucking AK.
AK? That didn't take a lot to carry.
Well, I don't know what kind of...
It's like a... It's just like a hunting rifle, basically. Weight, maybe even lighter, because it's a tactical weapon.
I can't remember what weapon they said he had, but he had all kinds of weapons.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
probably couldn't carry more than one. For
well,
sure.
They said he carried multiple. And that's what had me upset.
Maybe a pistol, but even then, you'd have to have holsters and
slings. I just don't think it's possible. Everybody was saying that the weapon weighed way too much. I don't think he had an AK. I think he had something else.
Well, AK's a lot lighter, so it must have been something different if it was.
Because they kept saying it was something, I don't know. It was a AR-15, maybe? I don't know.
AR-15's just as light.
Okay.
Those are what the military just... That's their standard weapon.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's what they carry when they're on patrol. All that. Now, there are like maybe 50 cal, but those are single... Those are usually bolt-action weapons. They have semi-automatics for those. But... What a box of shells for the... I think they're almost like $75 a piece for a shell.
Damn.
Because it used to, you could buy maybe a box of 10 for $75. I don't know what the going rate is. But, you know, that's something. If you shot a deer, there might not be nothing left to cook.
The deer, yeah.
Yeah. But a lot of people that buy those aren't using them to hunt or...
Right.
Not really even to hurt nobody. They like to go out to the range, shoot them. There's ranges you can go and shoot up deep. But the point is, you gotta think, what else is kills more people a year than guns? Because they're all after guns like it's the main cause and things are gonna get better, when far more people get hurt by cars than guns.
Yeah.
And not just that, what about, what's his name at the Christmas parade? It ran over all those several people.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And you could tell in the news, because every time it was a black person, they wouldn't come out with the race of the person. But if it was white, they'd say a white extremist.
Yeah.
And you just got to look at the narrative, and you can tell something's up. Because, you know, look at the voting, when they're like, there was no fraud in the voting elections, And then you saw the footage with your own eyes. They're pulling bins of stuff and running them through the machines.
Oh, when yeah, everyone's absolutely.
Gone. And they're not supposed to do that. They had everyone go, and they would board up the windows so nobody could see them counting votes. So they, I like, people that are trying to run an honest election aren't doing that kind of thing. They had footage of a black woman in, I want to say, maybe the same area where they said was the busted water pipe. She was pulling out all these votes and rerunning them through the machine so it'd count as more than one. And all these falsified ballots. And Crowder, if you can still find it on the internet, you should really look into it. Because he had a week, of course, I think part of that fell into the YouTube trying to not demonetize him, but kick him off the platform completely. They're already demonetized. But he had some of his people go to the list of addresses where they said people voted, and he'd go to them every day, hold up the day's paper, mm-hmm. all that, and they were vacant lots or out in the middle of nowhere and they're trying to say that's a fair election. Well, you can't say that. What, there's nothing for Crowder to gain by lying to you.
Right.
And then one of the places the list said was a former intern of Hillary Clinton's that happened to disappear. It hadn't been seen in, I want to say, like 5 or 6 years, like no one knows where she is, and said she voted, and it was at this apartment complex. Well, they said it on Crowder at this was all going on, mm-hmm. They called and reported it, and the people are like, well, we can't change the record. We can't verify that, and it's out of my hands. It gets updated every Monday, and I think it was like Tuesday or Wednesday, and like the very next day they had changed it to a different address. Well, they went to that address, it was fake too. There was nothing there.
Wow.
So I mean, it didn't take a whole lot of work. The only problem is conservatives are gonna see this stuff more readily than liberals, because liberals can't take more than their own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'll at least listen to a liberal's BS and make up my own mind.
Right.
I mean, they're not wrong about everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Hot Pockets too. But when it comes to stuff that affects everyone's life, they're mm-hmm. really not the best judge of character. And that's not to say all of them, but, you know, everyone right. can admit today's left is way more radical and extreme than what it used to be 10 years ago, even.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for Grim Rants into the Heavens. And, you know, we'll definitely, I mean, either me or we'll both do another one of these. I don't know how it's going to go because, you know, we don't really have a show. Nobody's yeah. really posting articles, so this is what we're doing now. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord.
It might be better. Who knows?
Yeah, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm, and well, Dead Penetration. We're out for Grim Rants into the Heavens.
Don't